And welcome back to WSHIT's News at 8:15 p.m. It's news before you snooze. We are, of course, following a couple of unfortunate and rather crass events that have happened on the Crabapple Subway. That's right, the one-mile subway that goes from 1st Street to 3rd Street. Why, I have no idea. Multiple men and women report an animal-like creature roaming the middle of the subway train, feeling them up from behind, from below, from up top. It's the kind of story that gives this reporter a red face. Let's go live now to Karen Rangus, one of the unfortunate victims of the creature's attacks. Karen, what say you?
Everybody doesn't show your way, it's the wrong way. This is the year of we get offended and you violate my civil rights. To demonstrate sexual behavior on a bus or a train, I believe, is against the law. That goes for men, that goes for women, that goes for dogs. Dogs and cats are not even allowed on the subway.
Couldn't agree with you more, Karen. This is the year we stop cat sexual harassment. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Yo, this is Will. Staten Island, New York, a.k.a. Big Will the Champ. And the commercial break is the last of my favorite podcasts. I don't listen to this crap, but when I have some time and I'm bored, I do. But if you've already listened to Everything Good, check it out. Best to you.
On this episode of the commercial break.
And then
I did.
With your collection.
I did, Soothe Bees. I did. I was like, is this Soothe Bees? And they're like, it's Soothe Bees, but yes. And I'm like, okay. Listen, I've got an excellent mint condition collection that I'm sure only your highest of bidders are going to be interested in. I was figuring Monte Carlo would be a good place to have the auction.
Right.
This is crazy. Why are you doing this? But if you'd like to, it's go. $50,000 extra dollars from Red Bull if you go under these horrible conditions. John, can you see us? Your shit-o-meter is at 12. Your bag's all full. We know you're scared, and we can't hear you, and we don't know if this is the last time we'll see you alive. Your heart rate is at 650. You're 3,000 million feet in the air. Things are going wrong, John. Jump. Go ahead and do it.
It's a go.
I heard that you like having house guests.
Yeah, they take their shoes off. Come on, guys. Whose house do you go into like this? It's like a bowl in a china shop.
Do you like having a lot of people in the house?
No. What do you think, asshole?
Right.
Do you like when people come in your bedroom and scratch around for rocks and buttons?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
It's the episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian, this is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast audience. Thank you for joining another episode of The Commercial Break. We got a good one in store for you, so stick around. Most people drop off right now.
They're like, nope.
It's like a whole magic trick to get people on YouTube to watch for more than 5 seconds.
Really?
Yes, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
So when we get to when we have videos that get to, and I mean, some of our videos, one of our videos has like 25,000 views at this point. The 1-900 video has like 25,000 views. But most people only watch for like, I mean, a minute max. So when some of these videos people are watching for like 13 and 14 minutes, it's a real fucking accomplishment, I feel like, because we did something right. But I can't figure it out.
What it is.
I don't know. I don't know. It's probably you. People are like, switch. People are creepy. They're probably out there like, Chrissy. Remember when we had that one magazine interview? The interview with the magazine?
Yes,
and
yes.
There's a creeper on the other end.
Yeah, I definitely felt uncomfortable.
Just like, I have no idea who you guys are, but when I saw your picture, I had to be here. I knew I had to put you in the magazine. Solid editorial scruples there, my friend.
Right.
Solid editorial scruples. Yeah. Not one listener. That didn't get one listener. That's stupid shit. Unbelievable.
We had to try it.
Yeah. Welcome to the new TCB TV Minus Studios. Hey, hey. Gustavo and Astrid. And Gustavo's here in town for the next couple of months. And Astrid got in here this morning. I had been complaining that I didn't like the fact that it was just like a curtain. At first, the curtain was a big upgrade from what we were doing previously, where we had the camera was tilted to the side.
There's been upgrades.
There's been upgrades. Time. Yes. We had way too much behind us. Then we had nothing behind us. And now we have something behind us.
We do. We're featuring a record of the week.
Record of the week is New Orleans Funk.
Yes.
Look at that guy.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's like a walking Goodwill store right there. He is awesome. Oh, I love that guy.
That's so amazing.
Jeff gave me that record.
Yes,
Jeff
he did.
Gave me that record.
He did.
My best records are from Jeff.
Yes.
I have a kind of a small record collection, but I don't know. And I, I'm just an audiophile, so I like to collect records. I realize it's an idiotic thing to do. There are much more cleaner ways to listen to audio, but there's something warm about a record and something about touching it.
We have like 400.
I probably have 100, maybe 120 records. You have 400 records?
Yes, we do.
I know a guy who had like thousands of records. His entire apartment was just all records.
I can see how that happens with Jeff.
Yeah,
yes.
It's obsessive. It becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Then he's like, we have to have this one in our collection. Well, wait, we
have to have this one in our collection.
And I have to admit, I love them all.
I like the ones that I got, and I've listened to most of them. A few of these are still in their wrapper because I feel like they're like classics. There's
Mint
Etta James.
Condition.
Mint condition. Mint. You know, like my Dick Tracy collection that went for $0 and 0 cents. Hey, Mom, I got to get all the Dick Tracy shit.
They're collectibles.
I know. Why? Why? Because it's going to be worth money. Clearly. This Dick Tracy movie is going to be a hit. Not
Madonna.
One person watched it.
Madonna and Warren Beatty.
Yeah, I know. And the weird, I don't know what I thought. I don't know what I thought was so cool about that. I really don't. But I was just so obsessed
marketing.
With that. Yeah, it was marketing. They did a good job.
They did.
All that McDonald's marketing. All that Happy Meal marketing did a good job. And so then Brian ran out with any few dollars that he had. And I got everything. I went to the movie store. I asked for the posters. I went to the cinema, and I asked, you know, I knew somebody who worked there, and I asked him for all the movie posters. I had everything sitting in that closet, a fucking dick load of Dick Tracy shit.
Then did you approach Sotheby's?
I did.
With your collection.
I did Sotheby's. I did. I was like, is this Sotheby's? And they're like, it's Sotheby's, but yes. And I'm like, okay. Listen, I've got an excellent mint condition collection that I'm sure only your highest of bidders are
That's
going to
right.
be interested in. I was figuring Monte Carlo would be a good place to have the auction.
Right.
Yes, sir. Tell me more about your collection. Well, have you heard of the 1996 film classic starring Miss Madonna herself? Yes, you have Madonna memorabilia. I do indeed, sir. You're talking to a collector of fine artifacts. Yes, sir. I'll get you on the phone with one of our auctioneers right now. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, this is Jeeves in Sotheby's auction department. Yes, I was just talking to one of your managers about my excellent mint condition collection. Oh, do tell. Yes. It's including Madonna and Warren Beatty. Oh, we are interested indeed. Like I was telling him, I'm going to need a private plane to fly me and all of my collectibles out to Monte Carlo. Yes, sir.
We're on it.
What is it? It's a Dick Tracy collection. Click. Hello? Hello? Sotheby's? I guess they'll call me back. They have caller ID. They know where to find me.
That's exactly what I'm
Meanwhile, hey, Goodwill. Right. Yes, I have a mint condition. Whatever, bring it in. Bring it in. We'll give you a tax credit. Give you one of those slips for a tax credit.
Right.
My mint condition Dick Tracy collection is sitting in the fourth house now. Some kid is like, what's this? I'm missing like a Madonna doll with a missing arm. Oh, my God. I don't know. I just had this thought in my head. Anyway, TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, watch all the video, listen to all the audio, all from one place, TCBpodcast.com. info@TCBpodcast.com is where you can drop us a line. And please do, if you have any suggestions, if you have any content, you know, we like wild content. So, or you have any topics you'd like Chrissy and I to discuss, or you have an interesting story about yourself or someone that you know, maybe you can come on the show. drop us a line, info@tcbpodcast.com. We'd love to communicate with you. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. That YouTube channel is off the hook. I mean, say off the hook, but for us, it's off the hook, right? We're no threat to anybody. There's no competition going on here. We don't even have 1,000 subscribers yet. But some of our videos have, you know, thousands and thousands of views. I don't know where they're coming from, but that's okay. We'll take it.
Yeah.
And please do make sure you go to @thecommercialbreak and follow us on Instagram. You get exclusive content. We post all the time there about the comings and goings. We'll soon be going live every week on Fireside. If you want to know when those are being recorded so that you can join Fireside and come in the audience and talk to us live, you have to follow us on Instagram because it's the only place we're going to announce that. Also, that's where we do all the giveaways. We just gave away $500 in Gold Dot gift cards to In Shape Nurse on Instagram. She wanted to pass along her thanks. She'll be getting that gift card here very soon. We're sending it with the FedEx men's. And we've got it on the planes. Right. It's going to be delivered right
coming
in the front
from the
lawn.
IMF.
That's right. Right straight from the IMF, the Gold Dot gift cards. And Chrissy and I wanted to let you know that we will be live at the Memfo Music Festival on October 1st through the 3rd. We realize that's some time away. But there's a great lineup that includes Widespread Panic,
Avett Brothers.
Who else is going to be
there?
Lots of others. You go find Memfo.com and find out more information about that. But Chrissy and I will be doing a live show from Memfo one day in that Memfo. So if you want to get tickets, get them quick because it's almost sold out. You can get them. Let us know you're going to be there. We'll bring you on air. We'll have a conversation with you. We'll party with you. Memfo.com for more information. Okie dokie. We're going to do a little bit more ghost stuff because I have some left over from last week. But I wanted to talk to you about a couple things before we get into the ghosts. Did you have an opportunity to watch Sir Richard Branson and his Virgin Galactic go galactic?
I did not. I read about it later. I read it, that it was a success. That's all I know.
Just happened.
They looked excited. One girl was like on Richard's shoulders afterwards. Yeah.
Woo! I think that girl's a social media influencer, by the way. They sent up like four people. Richard was one of them, right? He was in charge of checking. They were doing experiments, quote unquote. But Richard was in charge of the experience. So he wanted to make sure that the experience was good, the customer service experience. And they looked like they were in lounge chairs, basically, right? Yeah. No bulky suits on or anything, just like, Under Armour sweater.
Thin, silky.
Yeah.
Silky jogger.
They're technically called astronauts now, even though they really didn't.
That's right. They got their astronaut
Astronaut pins from the NASA doctor, I think is the one that gives those away.
the doctor.
Yes, you've been to space. Your penis shrunk 3 inches.
Here's a pin.
What if he punches them in like they do with the Navy SEALs? Just like, have you seen that? Have you seen that video?
No.
There's a video rolling around where when the Navy SEALs graduate, they take the Navy SEAL pin, which has got a 1/4-inch gold stud in it, right?
Uh-huh.
And they put it on the chest, and the guy punches it in. Okay. He punches it right into the chest. Yeah. Okay. So the thing goes right into your chest, which must fucking hurt. But, of course, they're Navy SEALs, so they don't even flinch.
They can take it. Yeah.
This is like nothing to them. They sat in 50-degree fucking ocean water face down in the sand for 6 days in a row without pissing, shitting, or eating. Anyway, so I say this. I watched it because I managed to figure out what time it was on. I woke up, you know, maybe an hour before they started the procedures, the festivities there. And I watched it. I was really expecting this to be one of the more exciting things I'd seen in my life, like the first commercial travel to space. Now, we've all seen space shuttles take off and land and explode and all that. You know, we've all seen enough space stuff in our life. And now Elon Musk is flying to, Jeff Bezos, who's going to go into space in a short time from when we're recording this, a short time from now, a couple of days. I anticipate that there would be some excitement around this.
Yeah,
but what there was an incredibly boring television show. It was basically an advertisement for Richard Branson's new space line. Yeah, like an airline, but a space line, right?
Yeah.
There was a girl, poor girl. I don't know who hired her to do this show, but they are millions of people that are they could have hired us to do this, and I'm sure we would have had a great old fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that maybe the girl didn't have a great deck of cards, and she seemed very pleasant on camera, but she seemed ill-prepared to hype up the audience at home. She was like, that's it. Now we're 50,000 feet in the air, 5,000 more feet from taking off when Space One will drop from the airplane and then go up into space with a 50-second burn. And you're like,
right.
I would have been like, fuck yeah, Richard. I'll be down here with a bottle of champagne straight in my scrotal sack. You can come drink from it. We're going to pop, pop, pop champagne. I mean, I would have been like so hyped up. I would have been like, there's a
fucking plane
another plane up into the stratosphere, and then it's going to go, it's like a firework up into space. I would have been so excited about all this, but she was like asleep, basically. And then you can manage to figure out how to get one airplane to take another flying machine up 50 fucking thousand feet in the air, which is way higher than most commercial airlines fly in the first place.
Yeah.
Almost double, and then you get it up into the air, and then the thing drops off the one plane and then flies up another 16 miles or whatever it is. You can manage to do that.
Yes.
But you can't manage to borrow some internet from Elon fucking Musk on his millions of satellites that are flying around up there so you can get a webcam to distribute a picture. Ghost hunters have a better nerve center than Virgin Galactic did. What is going on?
So you couldn't see?
You couldn't see shit.
Oh, no.
You saw the plane. It had a still camera of the plane showing a shot of... Have you seen the contraption?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a... Imagine like a pontoon boat, right? It's a double fuselage plane. So one on the left, one on the right. And then the middle is something that looks like a bridge.
Yeah.
And they stuck the spacecraft to the bridge.
Okay.
Right? And then they get up to 50,000 feet and then they drop the spacecraft. They let it go. And then fires its engines, fires its one rocket, and then it burns for a minute and it goes up in about 52 miles in the air, which is not technically space, but it's close enough, right? And it's through the line of demarcation. Hardly. They had one fucking still camera showing that goddamn, showing the plane, you know, just flying in the air, which is exciting. You're like, wow, this is exciting. And it's clearly when they do the burn, we're going to see like an indoor camera of Richard Branson. And then we're going to see an outdoor camera, you know, on the actual spaceship flying up through the stratosphere. Yeah. What you saw was some dipshit down on Earth with binoculars. The spaceship was half an inch big on my screen. I have a 90-inch screen. It was like half an inch big. And you couldn't see anything except for blurry shakiness. It was like, guys.
Right.
When they flew someone to the moon, they had better pictures than this. It was 1962.
And then when it came back down, did it just land? Like it flew back down?
It glided back down. And the most exciting part was, it's like, and I have a hard time explaining it, but basically the spaceship has two wings, right? Two L-shaped wings.
Okay.
And the actual body of the spaceship turns on these wings. Oh. So when it's floating down, it floats like a feather to reduce friction. So it doesn't have all that, you know, fiery stuff that happens with the shuttle. So to reduce friction, the two L shapes, they stand upwards. Instead of being out, they stand up so that you can kind of float like a feather. Like imagine like a little thing floating like this.
Yeah.
You think to yourself, this is amazing. I can't wait to watch this float like a feather back down to Earth. But what you fucking watch was some girl going, successful burn, successful feathering. We're having a little trouble getting the signal in from Sir Richard Branson. Don't worry. We're recording this for the replay.
She wasn't prepared for it to not be.
She was over-prepared. She's been practicing this for 2 years. She didn't miss a beat. Only she was... And there were two other people with her, and they didn't say anything. It was just like the most boring thing I've ever seen. Do you remember when the guy took the fucking balloon up to the stratosphere, up to the same line of demarcation, and he went 50 miles in the fucking air, and then he jumped out, right?
Right.
Do you remember that? And it was all kind of drama, right?
They were filming it. Yeah,
filming it. You could see inside. He had a camera in his helmet. He had a camera forward, sideways.
Did he have like a GoPro on or something?
He had a bunch of stuff on, right? He had like 16 different cameras, and they lost signal. Maybe it was a little jerky here and there, but for the most part, it took him 7 hours to get up to that line of demarcation, and then he jumped out and it took him another 3.5 minutes to get down, and they managed to film every fucking second of that and put it on. You know, that was Red Bull should have done the Virgin Galactic. That's what it should have done.
That's what it was,
because that guy started spinning out of control halfway through, you know, when he was like 26 miles in the air, he started spinning out of control. And there was some guy who was like, John, can you hear us? John, is that you? John, you're dying. We're sorry, folks at home. We're not going to move away from this particular camera angle, but just understand, it's unlikely John is still alive. He's like a rag doll out there. What did we do? Oh, my God. We've killed John for an energy drink. Right. A publicity stunt for an energy drink, and John is out of control. He's going to go splat on the earth. I mean, that guy was exciting. It was like, oh, my God. Ah!
Is he going to make it?
Is he going to make it? The guy. But he was talking to John the whole time. He was like his buddy or something, some old man. He was like his buddy. Like, when they got up to the top, John couldn't hear.
Right.
John lost communications, right? And so, or no, John couldn't talk, couldn't communicate back, okay, but he could hear. He was giving signals that he could hear, okay. Right? And the old guy was like, John, this is crazy. Why are you doing this? But if you'd like to, it's go. $50,000 extra dollars from Red Bull if you go under these horrible conditions. John, can you see us? Your shit-o-meter is at 12. Your bag's all full. We know you're scared, and we can't hear you, and we don't know if this is the last time we'll see you alive. Your heart rate is at 650. You're 3,000 million feet in the air. Things are going wrong, John. Jump. Go ahead and do it.
It's a go.
Stick one foot out the door and just hold your breath. And if you start spinning out of control, I got it. I'll take it from here. I'll do the color commentary, John. Don't worry. John has left the balloon. That's right. John is out of control. Oh, my God. John is dead. Oh, he's back alive.
He didn't die, though.
He didn't, but he passed out for like a minute and a half.
I wonder where he is now.
Nowhere. John. Made $1 million, and now John doesn't. They don't want John to do anything else. Yeah. He was like a big lug nut that just like jumped out of the balloon. It was like John Van Weegelswiegel or something. He was from Austria. It's like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the family is like standing at the launch site and they can hear all this and they're like, ah. God. John is spinning at 675 RPMs per second. It's pretty sure that not even a turtle could survive those kind of farces. John is most assuredly died at the... Oh, he's alive. Welcome back to Earth, John.
Yeah.
Hire that guy for Virgin Galactic.
Mm-hmm.
The cameras are not working, which means that Sir Branson is in a fiery mess right now. That hair of his, with all that money, you'd think he'd get his teeth fixed, but no, he's dying like this. It could have had braces. It could have been something. Oh, he's back. They're back. It was exciting. The guy made it exciting. But this girl was like... burn at 50 seconds is now complete, and we expect in about 10 seconds they're going to be in... Yep, they're in space. Congratulations to the flight crew of Virgin Galactic. We have no film of it, but you'll be watching my pretty face for the rest of this.
Did they have Billy as the camera guy?
Oh, guys! I'm so sorry! I don't know what happened. I thought you told me to hook up the camera down here! You wanted them up there? Wow, that's a whole different thing. Wait, it's a spaceship? Wow, I didn't know. When you said you want to get all the angles of the flight, I thought you meant my flight here to Phoenix. So I got plenty of camera footage of that going through security and stuff. You know they only allow you with 12 closed Mountain Dews per flight? That's crazy. What? They're going to space? Wow.
Oh, Billy.
That's a shame. We should have got that on camera.
So close.
So close. What do you guys think about me doing the next one? I'll get it right next time. I promise. I can't afford to lose this child. Betty's pregnant with our 7th child. That'll be 7 under 7 years old. I don't know why she keeps getting pregnant. I think it's all the Mountain Dew we're drinking.
I love Billy's character.
Yeah, Billy's pretty cool.
He's
just clueless. He's a good guy. He just doesn't know any better.
He just keeps getting hired on. From show to show. Messing up.
That's right.
He's failing forward.
Oh, wait, you mean the thing in the middle was the spaceship? I thought it was the other thing. Well, we got a camera down here. I got my iPhone X that goes to 10.5 magnification. You want to do that?
Well, I guess we have to now, Billy, don't we?
I don't know why this hole's yelling. Can't we just do it again? Take two. We'll try it again later. Weather's great. Can't we just stick the rocket back up there?
Oh,
you guys, I'm so sorry.
Oh, wah, wah, Billy.
Can I still have room service tonight? Cheeseburgers are good. Maybe I should take a break. I'm going to go to Nerve Center. I'll be back.
Nerve Center.
No, Billy, that's where the camera feeds are supposed to come in.
I know. I thought I hooked all those wires up. It's a little more complicated once you get involved. I
I guess I didn't really know what I was doing in the first place. I should have told you guys. I'm a little confused about where all these wires go.
You didn't plug the internet in, Billy.
Oh, I needed internet cheese. I wish you would have told me that ahead of time.
You're supposed to know this.
Aw, I can't know everything. I learned a lot on Bigfoot, and then when I went to Ghost Hunters, I learned even more. But you guys are really asking for a lot here. You want me to have two cameras at the same time? Jeez, guys. That's a little bit over my head.
Billy.
Maybe I should have asked for help. When I couldn't get the password. I couldn't get the Wi-Fi password. I asked. I sent an email. Didn't you get it? I sent an email to HR. I can't figure out the Wi-Fi password. I'm pretty sure this is going to affect what goes on Saturday. Get back to me when you can. No rush. But no one ever got back to me. I tried to use the hotel Wi-Fi password. I thought they worked. I thought it was one Wi-Fi password for the whole state of New Mexico. I'm sorry.
Shucks.
Am I fired? Oh, sorry, Richard. I'm so sorry, Sir Richard. Do you think I could take your... Can you give me a lift home?
Horrible that these guys can't get this right. Horrible that they can't get it right, because it ended up being quite boring, actually. And if Richard Branson's whole point was to then make this a commercial for his spaceflight service, then he did a bad job. It's just fired all around. I mean, like, everybody made it seem boring. That's just it.
Yeah.
Boring. I am really bad at cooking. That's an understatement. I eat mostly cereal because I can't fend for myself. Macaroni and cheese ends up burnt on the bottom of the pot. Pasta ends up smushy smashy. I'm just not good at cooking. You get the point. One of the reasons why I love HelloFresh and I have been using it for years is because they give you recipes with pictures. Pictures. That way, there's no way I can mess it up. Put pictures in front of me and I'm good. That's why I like HelloFresh. They're making it easy. They send every single ingredient in a box to your front door with an ever-evolving menu of delicious meals prepared by professional chefs. So I look like a hero when Astrid comes home and I've prepared this beautiful meal and I don't have to tell her about the pictures. Also, HelloFresh, during the pandemic, delivered 4 million free meals to those in need. And I think that's an incredible freaking thing to do. HelloFresh is a good company. They have a good service. They deliver good food straight to your front door. And you can save up to 28% by ordering your meals in a single box rather than going to the grocery store and buying more than you need. Those are all great reasons to use HelloFresh. The pictures mainly. But, you know, delivering free food to people in need and 28% on your grocery bill is not bad also. Another reason to order HelloFresh is they are offering the Commercial Break listeners up to 14 free meals. If you do the following, go to HelloFresh.com/TCB14. That's TCB14. Make sure you use the promo code TCB14 or TCB14. Either way, there's a 1 and there's a 4 and there's a TCB. You get what I'm telling you. HelloFresh.com/TCB14. Use the code TCB14 for up to 14 free meals. Thank you, HelloFresh. I will use you as long as you keep the pictures.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So on Tuesday, we decided we were going to talk about ghosts, ghosts and ghost hunters. But we had a little extra left over from that particular episode. And so I thought I'd play it. I have one more clip that I think is interesting.
There was one about a piano.
There's
right?
one about a piano. Okay, that's right. You want to listen to it?
That's all I know. Yes.
Okay. Here's a recap. Last week, Chrissy and I decided to tackle ghost hunters. Now let's recap how we feel about this. We are just impartial news people. This is where you get all of your concise news. Just you're delivering concise news to you. I'm not saying that I don't believe in ghosts. I actually believe there's some kind of energy out there, right? I don't know if it manifests itself in like spooky, like Casper-like white, you know, objects that float around or can talk to you through a millimeter or anything like that.
Yeah.
But what I find ridiculous about these shows and why I believe they're just satire at the end of the day, and if you enjoy them, then enjoy them. But why I believe they're satire at the end of the day is because every time you turn on the camera, it's not possible that then you find a ghost, right? Meanwhile, there's no scientists involved. No one's. If someone actually found a ghost and had proof of it with any kind of instrumentation that anyone believed was true, you would be the most rich and famous person in history if you could prove that ghosts actually existed. But that's not what happens. They just run around using fake instruments.
Right.
They're
like taped together and...
The millimeter is on a 7. What is a millimeter? Not sure.
Go back to the
It's a temperature sensor, which I found out. A millimeter is a thermometer, like a temperature sensor.
Yeah.
And an electromagnetic reader, which, so somebody wrote a big article about this, like Esquire magazine did, about how the reason why ghost hunters use a certain set of tools that are made by a few specific manufacturers here in the United States is because of, not because of how reliable they are.
Because they malfunction?
Yes, because of how unreliable they are.
Oh, got it.
Because if they were reliable, they wouldn't get shit, right? But they're unreliable. Like the guy was saying that the millimeter.
So it's kind of like, maybe.
The millimeter 3000, the only ghost tool I use. Hi, I'm Bob from Ghost Ducks or whatever, you know. Ghost Chasers. And I wanted you to know that the Provocateur 3000 millimeter 200 is the only tool that I use for my ghost hunting. Look, it's going off right now. 7 ghosts in the room. Oh my gosh, it's going crazy. The temperature changed. So the thought being is that it clearly this produces the effect that they want, right? Mm-hmm. And that these machines are highly suspect because the electrolometer or whatever is in this thing, the electromagnetic, you know, reader in this can be affected by a human being. Like the smallest amount of electromagnetic energy can set the thing going off crazy, and it's got no specific detector. Doesn't say like, you know, like a real electromagnetic sensor would say, you know, cell phones is ringing, there's magnetism in the air, and that it's, you know, at a 6, right? But the millimeter just goes off crazy whenever anything remotely like magnetism goes off. It's hard to say electromagnesicity. Oh my god,
like electricity.
What's going on with my brain? It's the new studio here.
It is.
It's Buddha behind me. Okay, so let's get into it here.
Okay,
we're looking for Murdy.
Okay,
trust me on this. Oh wait, that's not it. Here we're looking for Murdy and we found John Popper. Quick guys, keep up with him. Keep up with them, guys. Don't let them go. John Popper.
For the next week.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Ghost Adventures.
I mean, is that on the show?
Yeah, that's on the show. It sounds so scary.
But meanwhile, they're like, we're going to break up. I don't want to be with her alone. I want to be with anybody when I find this creature that's making this noise.
Right.
That would not make for good television.
All right. It's 12:15 a.m. They're on Grant in the ballroom. You said you wanted to check out the piano.
Yeah. I've dealt with pianos that play by themselves often, and there are a lot of different reasons, so.
They're called Casio 3000s. You can get them to play all by themselves for hours on end.
Daryl and I headed into the ballroom, and our goal was more to disprove some things, so I headed straight to the piano.
So the claims are they're just hearing one or two notes, not like a piano actually
just
play.
Just a note. Okay. Yeah, just one high note. Now, I want to open it up and see if we can find any signs of rodents.
Good idea.
We're pretty sure it's Chad Kroeger from Nickelback playing that one high note. Yeah.
I've had many reports of pianos playing before.
She looks pretty clean.
She looks pretty clean. She's got curves, and I like her. I like the cut of your jib, young lady.
Can they see? They can see her? The ghost?
Well, no, they can see the piano. That's what she's calling her. She looks pretty clean. She looks pretty they're clean. Saying it could be a rodent or something. I hear
What are you doing here?
I'm chasing ghosts. What are you doing here?
We're on our way to Istanbul.
We just got stuck in this piano.
What are you doing here? We're on our way to Cairo.
We're on our way to Cairo. Delta dropped us off here.
Rodents.
Like no rodents or anything in there.
But it's usually due to things like rodents in the piano, and you can find evidence of them. All these screws are intact. Or a loose part that falls and hits a string, or a string breaking. It rings out.
Gotcha.
But when we looked at the piano, we didn't find any evidence of any of that. I was expecting to see a screw or something.
Right, this.
I was expecting to see something like a ghost or something, but I didn't see shit.
I was expecting to see a screw.
A screw? A screw dropped off and started playing the note over and over again. Boing, 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 boing. It's like a trampoline for a screw.
Falling off, right?
Yeah.
So Grant and I tried to debunk the piano. We looked underneath.
We tried to debunk the piano, but that wouldn't, that probably wouldn't fly with the bigwigs at Discovery. So we decided to go with this theory.
Right. We went through it, opened it up, checked everything, checked all the keys. Couldn't find anything, so we don't know why the actual piano is actually, you know, keying off like it is. So we decided we're going to do an actual investigation here in the ballroom.
It's turned into an actual investigation. Oh, dun, yes. Dun, dun, dun.
ID number 524.
Let's mark the time when this bullshit started. 12:55.67 a.m. in the morning, Tuesday, July 4th. We start an official investigation. It was me. It was a cold, dark, rainy night, and I was in my office when two boys walked in. And they said, there's a piano keying off. I can't find a screw. I said, son, I can find the screw. It's loose in your head. Go back to where you came from. Don't mind me. But they got me. I got involved in this ghost investigation, and it's been getting me ever since.
See what we can capture.
Do you want to... Did you see that?
I just heard that. What was that?
It's me, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I'm back from Virgin Galactic. That didn't go so well. You guys got room for one more? I promise I'll get some bad camera angles. Just like you guys like.
What did you hear?
I heard a voice.
Yeah, like a ooh.
Yeah.
I listened to this over and over again, and I heard a ooh.
Ooh.
You got a nice ass for a 52-year-old.
Ooh.
It's me, Colin. The kid with no legs.
Oh, wait. They don't know about that. Because that was a different episode.
That was our
that we
app.
Forgot to record.
Let's hang here for a second. Yeah.
What time is it? I want to make sure I mark.
I want to make sure I mark this right. So we can put in the sound effects later in post-production.
Correct.
I want to mark this so I know where to put the bullshit.
Mark that. 12:50.
12:50.
Daryl and I heard what sounded like a woman go, ooh, right by us. I mean, it was right by us. Murdy? Murdy, are you here with us tonight? My name is Grant Wilson. This is Daryl Marston.
And we're from the Discovery Networks, and we have an offer for you. We like your work. We've been watching you, and you're a star, Murdy. Can you play that piano for us? Meet the crew.
Is this supposed to be Murdy?
No, this is me playing it. Oh, that's you. Well, I don't know much.
Ooh.
Ooh. Do you like when I do that? Should I do that again? Murdy, whatever you do is gold. I'm telling you, you're going to be a star, sweet tits, a star. Come with me, kid. You know what a casting couch is? Can you give me a ghost blowjob?
Do you know Tony? Who owns the house now?
How would I know Tony? He's an asshole.
Do you know Tony?
Yeah, you
he
know
brought
Tony?
Us here because we know how to talk to you.
We know how to talk to you?
Over there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I understand why you would love a house. But I'll tell you what.
I understand why you love a house. I watched a My Strange Addiction one time where somebody married the Eiffel Tower. It's easy. It's a sickness. We can get therapy for you. I know how to talk to you, Murdy. What? I know how to talk to you. What kind of horseshit is going on in this thing?
We need you to interact with us tonight. We want to help you, and we want to help Tony, and we want to help this house. Is that click again?
I heard it. Yep,
I heard it.
They've got a clear objective here.
She said, okay, talk to my lawyer.
Right. Want to help this house?
I want to help this
Murdy
house.
And Tony.
I want to get the title work cleared up.
Hear this? We barely started, and we already have these experiences. We're hearing these clicks and taps from the other side of the room. And we went to investigate them, couldn't really find a source for them. Murdy, we're only approaching because we think you're trying to communicate with us. I don't know. That was weird. Hopefully it was Murdy.
Hopefully it was Murdy. Wow, look at that. Got an episode in the can, guys. Close the books up on this one. I heard a cracking. Crack, snap, crackle, pop.
That's old
me.
House.
I'm eating some Rice Krispies over here, guys. I'm so hungry. It was a long flight back from New Mexico. We're only approaching because we want you to get the title work straightened out on the house. John, the new owner, wants to be left alone. Can you agree to that? Murdy, I want to talk to you about your car warranty.
Or your life insurance.
Murdy, I know how to reduce your student loan debt. You're paying way too much for your car insurance. 15 minutes, I can save you 15% or more. Murdy, I'm Jake from Allstate. State Farm. I'm Jake from State Farm.
I just heard the click.
Me too. Murdy, is that you?
This is Mustafa and Brandon. We are at the top of the staircase, right near the window.
Yeah, let's get the box here.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and put that in the
spirit box in the back.
Back.
Oh, great.
The box in the back?
Yeah.
Mustafa and I decided to investigate the second floor landing where the story goes. Murdy, after finishing wrapping Christmas presents, went upstairs and passed away. This is also the area where Tony saw the apparition of a woman laying in bed in the bedroom just outside where Murdy passed away.
I think Tony was on OnlyFans. Tony's been spending too much time on the porn sites, if you know what I mean. I saw an apparition of a hot chick. It's Murdy. Trust us. We've been doing this for years.
It's Murdy.
No, I'm pretty sure it was just a webcam girl. I was up here whacking off, if you know what I mean.
So she used to like collecting buttons.
So while Tony's remodeled the house to look a lot like it did back when William and Murdy owned it,
a lot of the items in the house actually didn't belong to the family. That's why I asked Ruth and Nikki to borrow some of their grandmother's personal belongings. And I'm going to use them as trigger objects. Now, the idea behind a trigger object is that you get an object that belonged to an entity or is familiar to them to try and trigger some sort of response from them.
You get an old object to try and trigger a murderous rage. Everyone in the house is going to die in an instant.
Right.
What a stupid thing. What a stupid thing to do. These guys are a trigger object. A trigger object, according to Webster's dictionaries, because what we do is scientific, is an object to trigger a ghost to a real-life murderous attack. But don't worry, we're going to separate throughout the house.
We know how to talk to her.
It works. We know how to talk to her. We're only approaching you because we understand how to talk to you. We've been doing this for days. I've been doing this for a week now, Murdy. I got it. I took a class in ghost talk. I graduated summa cum laude from Ghost University.
I'm fluent in ghost.
I am fluent in ghost. 7 different ghost languages. I'm actually the world's foremost expert on ghost negotiation. Do you mind if we sit down and talk?
Ooh.
Who? Who? Who the fuck are these guys? It's like an owl in the thing. Who? The owl is laughing at them. Who? 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 Hey, Bob, you getting this? You see these two idiots down here? Who? Who? Let's fuck with them. Who?
Right.
So for this investigation, we're going to be using a device called a 3-in-1 meter. It has multiple functions.
It's got 3 ways to lie to you. It's got 3 ways to trick you into
three
believing.
3-in-1.
3-in-1.
It's got multiple.
That sounds like a trick I tried one time in college. 3-in-1. I tried to get a girl to do a 3-in-1. I try to convince Astrid to do the old 3-in-1 all the time. She just says, "What are you talking about? They're not all going to fit in there." I say, wait. Murdy did it. Murdy does it all the time. Let's make love on this piano. We're going to try the old 3-in-1 on Murdy.
Okay. One, a geophone, which detects vibration. It has an EMF detector.
A geophone. That detects vibration. That doesn't even... You need to make up the... Make the... Like the vibrato meter or something. The geophone. It sounds like something you use in the desert to call people.
Oh, no.
We've got a geophone detects vibration. Oh, it doesn't make phone calls via satellite?
Nope.
No, that's a geophone. That's a geophone.
Which detects electromagnetic fields. And it has a temperature gauge.
Murdy, are you here with us? My name is Brandon. This is Mustafa.
Hello.
From the Lion
Hello.
King!
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, good to meet you.
Good to meet you. I'm not the lion from the Lion King. I get that mistake all the time. I'm just the ghost hunter.
I got to meet your grandkids, Nikki and Ruth, and if they're anything like you, Murdy, I'm sure you're an amazing woman.
Don't try and butter me up! I know what you're up to. You're not the first ghost hunters to film here. Those buttons aren't going to trigger me. You think I give a shit about some old buttons? I want money. I want a ticket to Aruba. I asked the last ghost hunters, cheapskates.
They brought some of your belongings here. I heard you like to collect rocks and buttons.
Told you that. Someone is yanking your chain.
Old rocks and buttons.
Hi, I'm Murdy. Did you come with rocks? Do you come bearing rocks? No. How about a Mountain Dew? I got rocks in my pocket. I like collecting rocks too.
And Murdy and Billy were the first ghost living person couple to be recognized by the state of Oklahoma. And they lived happily ever after.
Murdy, we just want to speak with you.
Who?
I heard that you like having house guests.
Yeah, they take their shoes off. Come on, guys. Whose house do you go into like this? It's like a bowl in a china shop.
Do you like having a lot of people in the house?
No. What do you think, asshole?
Right.
Do you like when people come in your bedroom and scratch around for rocks and buttons?
Did you just hear that, dude?
What was that?
I heard like a woman voice.
Wow.
Whoa.
Super exciting stuff going on.
Woman voice.
I love these ghost hunters. I cannot get a fucking enough of them.
They are funny.
It's too much. We heard that you like to collect rocks and mud. So we brought a shovel from outside. Why don't you join us out there and we'll get a whole bunch of mud and rocks for you, Murdy.
Come on, Murdy.
I know that trick.
Dirty Murdy.
Yeah, last guy locked the door on me. I couldn't get back in. It's not like you think. You can't just go through walls. You actually need a key to get in the house. I can't hold it. It's really complicated. Come on, guys. Help me out. Oh, my God. Murdy. Murdy's downstairs playing the piano, upstairs collecting buttons. I imagine when no one's around, there's just a bunch of buttons flying around.
Yeah. You know.
This one's purple. Who collects buttons? What, is that a thing? I'm sure it's a thing. I've heard of people collecting rocks. I think that's a little strange, but that's just my personal preference. What you choose to do with your own time is your own thing. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I'm open.
Yeah, I'm open to the idea.
Yeah.
I'm open to the idea. I've never experienced anything like
them.
A ghost.
Yeah. I'm not going to go hunting. But
We need a Ouija board in here is what we do. We've been saying that for months. We need a Ouija board in here to see if we can really summon a ghost.
Yeah.
We have a couple applications on the phone. We put them on. They're not all that interesting. I mean, maybe I'll play one just for shits and giggles. 2 minutes of one. I got Ghost Detector on my phone here. And Ghost Detector, basically what it is, it's an application that will point you in the door. You allow it to, you know, have your camera, access to your camera, which probably also gives it access to all the information on your phone.
Correct.
Some guy in Istanbul is probably like, who's these fucking idiots? Not funny at all. Wow, this guy is ugly. is that a dick pic or a minus dick pic? Is that an innie or an outie? I'm not sure. And so it allows access to your phone, and then it's got a grainy picture. And then what you do is you swipe around the room until you find the ghost. And when you find the ghost, you can see it, which is clearly a cartoonish version of a ghost. By the way, you have to click that you accept the fact that this is just entertainment. Birdie's back. And so you find the ghost. And when you find the ghost, you can ask him questions. Then he or she will talk back to you. Then it translates because ghost is really hard to understand.
Yeah.
You want to play for a minute?
A predetermined set of questions.
Yeah, set of questions because come on, guys. Because I don't have to explain it to you, do I? Okay, ready? You want to listen a little bit?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Calibrating sensors. The millimeter is currently loading. The 3-in-1. Oh, scary music. Okay, so it's got a picture of
it looks like
a forest. Yep.
Yeah, it looks like that old Tales from the Dark Side beginning.
Yeah, you're right. It does. Okay, so I pressed start.
Whoa.
That is the radar swooping around.
Because
that's
phone
what a radar
has become
sounds
a
like.
Radar.
That's what a radar sounds like. Oh, there's one back here.
Uh oh.
Okay, hold on. Oh, he's moving.
Hello.
He's moving.
It's for you.
Hello. Ghost Hunters Incorporated, how can I help you? Oh, there he is.
Where?
Oh, look, he's right there. He's standing right there. I wish, can I show you that?
Yeah, that looks kind of crazy.
Yeah, that looks kind of crazy. I mean, clearly. It's a cartoon. But, okay, so now there's a ghost on my phone, and he's standing on a little ledge that I have right here. Let's ask him a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say hi, how are you?
Yeah. Dead.
How do you think I am, asshole? That's what he said.
Oh.
Not too good. I have at least 12 severe fractures.
Oh my God.
Which gave me a pleural effusion, whatever the fuck that is. I also ruptured my spleen and have massive swelling in my brain. This is so depressing. And you want people to believe that this is just for entertainment. But on this fucking app, you put so much bullshit on here. Christy and I were playing with this earlier, and it took us through a rather intense and graphic scenario about a 12-year-old boy named Colin who committed suicide.
I know, it was awful.
He's like, I tried so many times, I had to finally jump off, and I lost my legs. And it's like, what in the fuck?
God, I know.
Have some fun with it, dude. Jeez. I mean, I guess when you're trying to make people scared, right? Let's ask one more question. Okay. Were they from a car crash? Oh my God, I'm almost afraid what the answer. Let's listen to what he has to say. Where did he go? Oh, there he is. He's moving around. Oh, there he is. Come on, talk to us, guy. A group of three men gave me this. They were all white.
Jeez.
Oh my God. What in the good Lord is this application?
You might need to report that application.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I think I might want to. Because the last scenario was about a kid who was gay and getting beaten up.
Yes.
And this one's about a black guy who's getting beat up by a white guy. This is rather fucking depressing,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it really
is. Yeah, there's nothing funny about that. I'm not into it. No. Yeah, I mean, listen, there's funny, ghost hunters playing the piano with rodents. And then there's not funny, which
nothing.
Is, you know, a black guy getting beat up by a bunch of white guys. That's,
no.
I mean, that's just fucking fucked up, actually.
Yeah,
so,
it really is. I think you should report it.
I will. Because, I mean, you know, doesn't Apple have to go through every one of those? But I guess maybe they don't go through every single.
Like scenario.
Yeah, every single scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hell, they could throw up new scenarios all the time.
Right.
Maybe they get approved on one thing, but then they do it on another. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sneaky ghost apps.
We'll get back to ghost hunters. There's lots of content out there on ghost hunting.
There is
so much ghost hunting content,
mm-hmm.
and I would love to get to more of it. So we'll get there sometime soon. We don't want to overdo it. We get it, Jiznaz. Hey, Christy and I were talking. There's another show out there. I just want to shout out to this show because we might steal an idea of theirs, actually. Basement Yard, who is our competition. Now, only our competition to us. They clearly have no fear.
Yeah, we're not their competition.
No, we're not their competition. They're our competition.
Right.
Right? And there's about 700 others in front of them.
Right.
Long before we get to them. But Basement Yard is one of the more popular comedy podcasts out there. Two guys that talk, I think, in a basement, basically.
Yeah.
And I like the show when I have a chance to listen. I don't listen very often.
Yeah.
But I was listening before we actually started this podcast. And I saw on an Instagram post that they recently did like a hot sauce tasting.
Oh, yeah. I love hot sauce.
Yeah, me too. And so I thought that would be a good idea. It reminded me of the time that I went down to Macon or Augusta. I think it was Augusta. When I went down to Augusta, because we found out that they had the world's hottest wings competition.
Right.
Now, we thought we were going to go there and it was going to be a big crowd there.
Right.
You know,
Brian,
eat those wings. Shit yourself. You're not going to sleep for 4 more days. Shit your pants. Shit your pants. It burns twice as much coming out. Burns twice as much coming out. So anyway, so they chopped in and blended up 20 ghost peppers, or 10 ghost peppers per 20 wings.
Ghost peppers.
Mm. Hot shit.
Yeah.
And then you had 20 minutes to eat 20 wings. You could not drink anything. You could not eat anything else. You could not touch a napkin. Those were the rules.
Yeah.
After you got done and they decided that your bones were clean, you had to wait another 10 minutes before you could drink anything or touch a napkin.
Crazy.
It was crazy. And I did it, right? And I got a picture taken and all this stuff. And we ended up getting a free round of beer or something. This is the stupidest thing. Cheapskates, bunch of cheap assholes. Anyway, and there was no one there cheering us on.
Right.
There was a manager who was like, hated us because we came in to do it. He was like, it's Friday night, guys. Come on, really? I mean, the bar was empty and he was drinking behind the bar. He just seemed irritated by us, right?
Right.
He's like, I guess. And we even called to tell him we were coming. We're like, we're coming. We're going to do this. And someone on the phone was like, yeah, great. Come. We got there. The manager was like, really? Come on, guys. It's a bunch of assholes. I think we got the wings for free, too. Anyway, I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see if we can go somewhere and do a hot wing or a taste test on the hot sauce.
Yes.
That I would like.
Like
a hot sauce store.
Tasting.
A hot sauce store would be a good thing to go do. We'll figure it out.
Is there a hot sauce store?
There's plenty of hot sauce stores.
Just on its
actually,
own.
Yeah, down
it's
in Amelia Island.
A section.
No, they're down in Amelia Island. They have like two.
Okay.
And in Louisiana and New Orleans, I've seen them. I've been to lots of them. Okay. So anyway, dcbpodcast.com is where you find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. Watch all the video. Listen to all the audio right from one place, dcbpodcast.com. You can also write us info@tcbpodcast.com. Send us a text message, 470-584-8449. Leave us a voicemail. It's not a phone number, but you can leave us a voicemail. And if you want to leave something nice or something bad or something funny about us on the voicemail, who knows? We might play it like we did last episode. We actually played somebody who dropped something on a voicemail. So thank you very much to Roxanne. And in case you want extra content and you want to be included in giveaways and swag and all that other stuff, you got to follow us at The Commercial Break, or that's on Instagram, or go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break. You can find all of that information at tcbpodcast.com. That's your place to go to click on all the buttons and subscribe and follow and all that stuff. Go to tcbpodcast.com. Memfo.com for your tickets to the Memfo Music Festival, October 1st through the 3rd, October 1st through the 3rd, 2021. It's happening live and in person.
Yeah.
And it's almost sold out. So make sure you go get your tickets. Chrissy and I will be there. Drop us a line if you happen to be there. We'd love to meet up with you.
Yes. Sweet.
And what else can we do today?
I think that's it.
So until next time, I must bid you adieu and I say I love you.
I love you.
And I love you. Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast. Yes. Audience, best to you in the podcast universe. And until next time, I say bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.